This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 24th round of Special Representatives Dialogue led by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the boundary question between India and China has begun in New Delhi. According to officials, the meeting is expected to cover a range of issues, including the boundary situation, trade, and the possible resumption of flight services between the two nations. The Chinese Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The meeting comes ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to China later this month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. The Ministry of further said that the two leaders will review the bilateral agenda and exchange views on regional and global issues. The visit of the External Affairs Minister seeks to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Russia has called on the UK authorities to refrain from actions that undermine Russia and the US's efforts to settle the Ukrainian conflict. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the Russian and US leadership are making genuine efforts for a comprehensive, fair and sustainable settlement of the conflict around Ukraine. She said the statements from London undermine the efforts of Moscow and Washington. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to all political parties, including the opposition parties, for a unanimous election of NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. During the NDA parliamentary party meeting in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Modi introduced Mr. Radhakrishnan to the NDA MPs, citing his long public life in which he served ably in different capacities as Member of Parliament and Governor. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Prime Minister appealed to all political parties and all their MPs to unanimously support Mr. Radhakrishnan for the vice presidential election.
हम चाहते हैं कि एक साथ मिल करके उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव में सर्वसम्मति से राधाकृष्णन जी का सपोर्ट करें तो हमारा लोकतंत्र के लिए भी हमारा देश के लिए भी और राज्यसभा को संचालन करने में भी बहुत उपयोगी होगी तो पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी के बैठक में सब पार्टी ने आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को भी धन्यवाद दिया कि बहुत ही अच्छा इंसान को उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव के लिए उम्मीदवार के रूप में उतारा गया है.
The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he had received 20 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has also adjourned till 12 noon following the uproar by opposition on various issues. Continuous heavy rains have been lashing Mumbai city and its suburbs since Friday. The IMD has further predicted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the city and suburbs. IMD has said that occasional gusty winds reaching 45 to 55 kilometres per hour are very likely. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a holiday for all government, private and municipal schools and colleges in Mumbai. In Jammu and Kashmir, rescue and relief operations continued in Shishoti village of Kiswar district to trace missing persons and provide support to affected families following last week's devastating cloudburst and flash floods. And with that, we end this news bulletin.